It's time to check the forecast in the growing areas with Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It's a beautiful day across the Midwest, starting off with some warm temperatures in the 30s and lower 40s, lower maybe some middle 40s down along the Ohio River. Winds are out of the west. We've seen the weather pattern kind of calm down here a little bit. This is going to become the calm ahead of the big storm, though. A lot of talk about what happens next week across the Midwest and the plains. It's going to be an impressive period of storminess, and we all need to probably pay attention to what's going on. The first event is just going to be a very impressive pooling of cold air over the western United States. And as that piles up across the Rocky Mountains and eventually in the High Plains region, it's going to be counterbalanced by a big insurgence of warm weather over the Midwest, which is going to be great, and we're all going to enjoy it. That will take place as we go through the heart of the weekend and into the early part of next week. Now, the weekend itself is still going to be rather cool across parts of the region, but really not bad for this time of the year. We'll expect the high temperatures here on Saturday to run mostly in the 50s and lower 60s. There will be a few upper 40s in the Great Lakes region and a few readings getting pretty high in the 60s in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt. As we get out into the afternoon on Sunday, it will be very similar, 50s and lower 60s, but the big insurgence of warmth will occur early next week, and I think we'll see 60 and 70-degree temperatures overrunning much of the Midwest ahead of the next storm system. That storm system, though, is promising to produce quite a bit of rain across a big part of the Midwest, and it will be heavy rain at that, portions of Illinois and parts of eastern Missouri down into the lower Mississippi River Basin area, including areas in Kentucky and Indiana, will all be vulnerable to some persistent heavy thunderstorm activity during the early to middle part of next week, and we could end up with multiple inches of rainfall occurring during that time period, possibly causing some flooding. We may also see some severe thunderstorms with hail and damaging wind, and hopefully not, but a possibility of some tornadoes perhaps during that time period as well. In the meantime, and the contrast in air mass temperatures that we're going to be dealing with out in the High Plains region, there may be an impressive snow event with parts of Colorado and Nebraska and maybe neighboring areas of Wyoming and northwest Kansas getting some impressive snowfall, which could end up being in multiple inches, maybe getting up above, from 10 to 20 inches or so. Could be a pretty impressive event, stressful for livestock and an issue for travel. Some of that snow might end up in the upper Midwest, but it'll probably be a lot lighter when it does get there. So next week's weather is definitely going to be interesting across the Midwest. Down in South America, conditions are still interesting as well. It's not raining very much in northern Brazil. That's going to continue in some locations through a big part of next week. And the concern is that we may not have good moisture for emergence and establishment for a while. A big increase in precipitation is going to be necessary in northern Brazil. We think we'll get a little bit of an increase about a week from now in the second weekend of the two-week outlook. But until then, it's going to be drying down and becoming a little bit more stressful in an area that doesn't usually see those conditions at this time of the year. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks for that report. Have a great weekend.
You too.